Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Mender's Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers.
When one of these days when like people are like, hey Bobby, come play this game with me, I'm like, nope, I'm busy right now. And then they see something pop up in the corner of their screen saying Digi is playing Barbie Dreamhouse.
So we want to buy it just to troll people is basically what it's like.
Exactly.
For $10 troll.
$10 troll. I've spent more money on worse things. So.
I think we got the name of the podcast already.
Well, cool.
All right. We had an interview last week. That was awesome. Emilio was on his best behavior. Chad even wore a shirt.
Yeah.
And I got almost a full night's sleep. So, you know, it went really well. And that was awesome that we got to sit down and talk to Tyler Wilde, a PC gamer. If you didn't hear that episode, go back and listen to it. It was good stuff.
You know, what's strange is, like, I'm so used to you hearing that guy's voice. But then him talking to me was weird because from the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, guys. It's like, oh shit! I should say something, like, you know.
I'm that guy.
I'm guys. I'm one of the guys.
Yeah, but that was good. And we covered EVE Online too, and our Steam group blew up. Well, I don't want to say blew up, but we got quite a few more members. We reached 100 mark.
Yeah.
So
and well past now, aren't we? 112.
112 as of now.
Yeah.
And growing. So.
I don't even know how that shit works. Are people asking you or
no? It's open invite. You can join freely.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Don't need an invite. So if you haven't done that, join the Steam group, DL Gaming. We're going to be doing something special for reaching 100 mark. We're going to do a screenshot contest. So what you're going to do is check out one of the discussion forums. You'll see it posted on there. Link one of your a really good screenshot, and we're going to vote on the best one. You have until the end of July to turn it in. So we'll vote on the best one. Whoever the winner is gets something off their wish list, up to $60 in value.
Shit, yep. Can I be part of this? No. I got my vote.
You're buying a third of it, so.
And I don't know how we're going to judge these screenshots. I don't know. I know I have my particular tastes. If you look at my screenshot library, you'll notice a common theme with a lot of them, usually pizza or...
boobs.
But everyone does boobs.
I don't.
No.
That's because I don't think I have a screenshot saved on my...
Not even one?
I'm not sure. Right. I might have, but I don't remember.
I don't know why. I mean, it should be all over the internet. My zombie glory hole picture is amazing. I don't know. Check out my page if you haven't seen it. There is a zombie doing a glory hole. It's fucking amazing. I don't know.
That sounds like it go wrong so many ways.
I forgot how we did play that game. That's the game that I was thinking of, How to Survive.
Yeah.
We played that some this week.
I'll post more detailed instructions on the forum post. So now look for that screenshot contest going on, win yourself free game. And also the weekly game giveaway. Got quite a few going to be on this week, some good ones. So be sure to check that out as well.
Yeah, if you're not part of the Steam game, I mean, Bobby gives away free shitty games all the time. And here's a chance to get in a good game. And they're not shitty games. There are some good games on there.
There's a few good ones.
What you do that Fridays, right?
That's Fridays around 4 o'clock Pacific time, sometimes 5 o'clock. Yeah, and instructions are there as well. You can look at the past ones, and it's usually the same games coming back. Whichever ones aren't picked are going to be there next week, as well as some new ones, too. So check it out. Get yourself something free.
Cool.
Yeah, free games.
So shall we get into games then?
Yeah, let's get into games. So we talked a lot about EVE last time, and I was really cautious about saying a lot of stuff about that game because I'd only played maybe 8 or 10 hours of it, and that is not the... you have to play so much more of that game to really be able to talk on it. But Chad, you've been playing a lot more of that,
yeah,
right?
I have. Before we do this, should we do our shots that we... that we said we would do.
So I said last week that we're going to do one fourth shot for every Twitter frog. We got four. So actually, we got three. So, but we're just going to round up and go for a full shot. So,
well, cheers. Thank you for those three.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do this.
This
next
is a little
week.
Bit more than a shot, actually. Fuck.
Cheers,
Jesus.
Oh, that's warm. Oh, wow.
What kind of alcohol is that, by the way?
Rubbing alcohol, I think, or Everclear.
Vodka.
Ooh, okay. So anyways,
warm vodka. It was cold when it was poured. But.
Oh, yeah, seriously. All right, so EVE, I've been playing a bunch. I just want to give a couple shout-outs out. the players that I've met so far have been universally friendly. I'm just shocked. Like, I just hear all these reports about how many the griefers there are, and everybody's trying to take all your money and all, and I haven't gotten anything. People join me for groups. When I ask a question, they help me out. This guy's Ricardo. I've been talking to him on TeamSpeak. He's been, like, totally helping me out, helping me get my fit set up and showing me, like, the different tools. They've got, like, an Eve fitting tool where you can go and play around, kind of like the talent builder for WoW, the equivalent of it. Oh, okay. It would be like, so they do the same thing for ships for Eve. Another guy named Nava McIntyre, he's been helping me out a bunch too. So, like, people have been really friendly on Eve. I don't know if I've just gotten a lucky streak.
Yeah,
I haven't been.
It sounds like
once.
It because when you read the forums, or the ones that you posted on, mm-hmm. they're talking about. They all talk about this really seedy dark side. But there seems to be no, I mean, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, and, you know, half the people being nice to you just want you to work for them.
Yeah,
you know.
Probably. but I've been staying in high sec. I've been trying to, you know, because skills accumulate in real time. So you can't, like, power level your skills at all. There's small ways to increase your skill learning, but pretty much on the whole, it's based on real time.
What keeps you from learning all the skills all at once?
So they're kind of stepped. A little bit.
Uh-huh.
So you can't learn light drones until you learn drones 3. And then you can't learn...
Drones 3 and 2.
You can't learn race-specific drones until you get your light drones up to 5 or whatever. Uh-huh. So you can't, like, just pick any skill and start
so
learning.
So you kind of look at where you want to be eventually, and
exactly.
then you work your way towards that.
Exactly. But the thing is, so I finished the career quests, and then I did, like, the first one that people recommend to me was this big Sister of Eve 50 mission arc that you can go straight Ooh. To after. And it was a lot of fun. There's a couple, like, roadblocks. Like, one mission's basically designed that you can't do it yourself, and so you need to ask for help. And the end missions are really hard, too, so you can do it yourself, but it's really hard. So I actually got somebody to help me out.
How was the story?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Like, some of the parts I read through, some of them I skipped, but on the whole, it's like, and each mission's a little bit different. One, you're doing, like, a carrier mission, a courier mission, I mean, or you're killing somebody, or you have to take somebody, you know, that sort of thing. So each, they're all different types of missions. So, but after you do that arc, you're pretty much, the world's up to you to make it as you want. And it's awesome.
So
but
have
also,
you chosen,
like,
your career path?
No, I've been doing a little mining. I've been doing some missions. I'm just now getting into exploration, which is kind of the area I think I'm going to go into. Because you can, like...
Are there uncharted pieces of space?
No, but what you do is you go into a system and you send your probes out and they find these anomalies. And then you go into these anomalies and they're kind of like...
Instances.
Instanced a little bit. Instanced. People can still go in there if they can find you. They can still go in there. But
so if they see the same doorway that you went through, they can go in and chase. Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of the one I'm going to. It's got kind of these hacking and relic kind of mini games that you can do with it. So that's kind of the area I'm interested in.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And
what's the most amount of, like, buddy ship we can have? Like, if I have a ship right next to you.
So, you can make a fleet at any time, which is like a group, so to speak.
Okay.
And you can do everything together because you can just warp to a fleet member. So you can do basically everything together. And then
but it just feels so weird that I'm in a spaceship and you're in a big spaceship and somehow we're going to do something together.
I know, but the equivalent for you would be your spaceship is your character.
Right.
So
it's
like,
just hard to wrap your head around, I guess.
It is a little bit. It is. But I'm starting to get used to the idea that your ship is really... You know,
you.
Your character
no,
class.
Blonde chick. This is a very small thing, but I thought it was very really cool thing that they put in the forums that there's a portrait of your picture as your icon on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of showing like what
and
you
that
want
shows
for,
up
where.
Everywhere. If you're in chat, it's that same picture.
Yeah.
And that picture is not one selected from like 50 or whatever. That one you go and you take. Like you set your guy up, you set the lighting, you set your background, you set your distance. And you take that portrait.
Like an ID picture.
Yeah, that's one of a kind. Like, you won't see anybody else with your portrait.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the
so
actual
cool.
character that you play, you hardly ever see that, do you?
No. Well, so you can see yourself when you're in, like, the docking station, but it's just to see yourself. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
Like, I play at work on a lower comp, and so I've disabled all that stuff. So when I'm in dock, it's just a static picture. So it doesn't, you don't need to see yourself. You can buy like.
Well, you're playing at work too? How much have you put in since?
I like Eve. Eve's like, I'm kind of lost on where to go now. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So it's awesome that I'm getting people to help me out.
So now you can play this game for free if you make enough money in the game, right?
Yes and no.
So mostly no.
To go beyond the trial, you need to spend $5 to make it a real account.
Okay.
So you can buy Plexes in-game with your in-game currency, and the current running for them, I think, is about 800 million right now. So if you can make 800 million, you can buy a Plexa card, and a Plex card will give you 30 days of game time.
Okay.
So if you can make 800 million, you can get another 30 days.
Which at your rate right now?
How much money do you have right now?
I have right now about 12 million.
Yeah, so not even close.
Yeah. But then again, I'm the highest class I can do is a destroyer. And beyond destroyer, they've got cruisers, battle cruisers, carriers,
Titan is the
dreadnoughts, heavy carriers, I forget. Mm-hmm. And then Titan is the very last one right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like levels you can go up.
So maybe you'll understand it more now. The big headlines of that big war that went down.
Yeah. I watched some videos. There's a Battle of Alaskai and there's a BR5RB. Like those were the two big ones.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a YouTube one of the Battle of Alaskai. And even if you haven't played Eve, I suggest you look up this Battle of Alaskai. And it is just insane.
How do you spell Alaskai?
Alaski, I think.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know it off the top of my head. But yeah, this game is impressive to see. If you have all the resolution up, because there's no limit on what can happen. Like, they have 1,000 ships that pop in, and the game handles it.
And because so if everybody impressive. Can teleport to their fleet members, mm-hmm. yeah, you could see how things could just escalate quickly.
Yeah.
So do you think people are actually making that much ISK, the in-game currency, and buying Plex accounts, or is that something not a lot of people do?
Oh, no. People are using... There's an option. You can buy Plexes for real money, right? That's how people do it. People buy Plexes and then sell it in-game for money, and then they can use the in-game money as they want, right? So you can buy, I believe it's like up to 28 Plexes all at one go. So like people are just... spending money to buy Plexes to sell them in game
to get
a bunch of in game money right. to do all sorts of things, but you're limited by your skills also, so you can't just go in make all these Plexes and then buy a Titan because you can't drive a Titan
right
for like 3 years into the game because of all these like skills you need to level
so
up.
So crazy, man.
Well, yeah,
so you got to be in it for the long haul with this game. It
sounds like Chad is.
Well,
how much is it a month anyway?
So I set up like the $14.99 monthly. They've got a summer sale going on right now. If you don't do a trial and you just do the summer sale, you can get it for like $9.99 or cheaper for up to a year if you sign up right off the bat.
For a year?
No, you can do it 1 month up to a year, but you can only lock it in for that set amount of
time. Yeah, I've got my 14-day free trial, but I don't know if it's active right now.
See, I want you to play because I know a little bit, so I want to like... walk you through some things and see how you play. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Chad's going to shut up now because he hasn't done anything but play that game.
I played this and How to Survive, and that's basically...
Yeah, we paid, an hour, maybe 2 hours?
That was fun, though.
No, it is fun.
I was kind of not interested.
Never mind, folks. Here he goes.
No, I know. This is the flopsy podcast, I guess. I don't know. But... like you said, hey, let's play How to Survive, and I was like, I guess so. I, for some reason, I just wasn't feeling like I wanted to play.
Yeah, I could tell too. I had to kind of force it.
Yeah, but as soon as we started playing, man, that game is fun.
Yeah,
with co-op.
And for me, being a completionist, I just want to get it done. And we're nowhere even near.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of like back and forth and shit, but it's fun. Like we got decimated.
Yeah, we
like,
died really a bunch bad. Of times.
You know, most of the time we've been like very dominant over it. Like we are not even scared of the zombies. And now we went to a new island and they fucking just ran right through us. So now there's a challenge, which makes it even more fun. So
that's cool. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, the game's How to Survive. It's a top-down zombie shooter, up to two-person co-op.
I would say only play it if you have a buddy.
Yeah.
It's not a great game.
It's a
great game to play with
shooter
your buddy.
Style. And it's kind of like in that Gauntlet vein where like Gauntlet isn't that fun by yourself, but if you got a couple of people playing, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
It's kind of that same kind of stuff.
Has some problems, has some good things, some bad things.
I keep getting graphic errors playing that game.
Like big glitches?
Yeah, like the faces are going across the screen and stuff.
Wow.
But you don't have that. I probably need to update my drivers.
Hmm. If one of the faces flies off your screen and goes on your wall, just fucking run.
Yeah, just run. So that's what I've been playing. Now you guys can talk. I'm done.
Bobby, go ahead. You haven't said a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I've been talking. I have been playing a lot more Battlefield 4, of course.
Whirlybirds, next fam!
Yep, been a lot of those. A new expansion came out for Battlefield 4, Dragon Teeth, which focuses on urban combat. Not very many vehicles. I don't know if I like it too much. It's a little more close quarters, but not too close quarters. The maps are still fairly big. A lot more buildings that you can go in and fight on top of. This is the second to last expansion, too. Final Stand is going to be the last one. I don't know when they're releasing that.
Now, do these is there levolution in these levels?
I noticed a landslide in one of them, but it wasn't very big. Right. Not like the other ones. And even in Naval Strike, they had a great one. They had, like, the Megalodon. If everyone gets on this one part, I'm sure everyone's seen the YouTube videos. If not, look up Battlefield 4 Megalodon, and you can see where everyone gets on this one, I don't know what they're called. They're in the sea, and they're like these big things that kind of careen back and forth, like a big bell kind of thing. Not a buoy.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's this one spot where everyone can congregate on, and then if enough people get on there, I think it's like 20 players, and this humongous shark, like giant shark, comes out of the water and eats everyone. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
But why would you have 20 people on there if you don't?
Just to see the shark.
Just to see the shark.
Just to see the shark. Yeah. It is awesome.
I'm okay. Like, that's not tactically sound.
Wow. Let's be serious. Dragon Teeth, what the hell does Dragon
Tells
Teeth
me
have to do with anything?
Is Asia?
It seems to have an Asian theme. Like, the cities seem to be in Japan. There's one cool level, I can't remember what it's called, but it has a floating restaurant in the middle of it that's kind of sinking. I think maybe it actually sunk in the middle of the game. Maybe that's part of the levolution, but that was a pretty good map. So, yeah, it's pretty good. They got new guns, new achievements. You can make emblems in this game a lot like you can with Call of Duty. They only give you a set amount of things to be able to make these emblems with. You can't just go into Photoshop and make a picture and boom, there's your little emblem.
Right.
And so it's not a bunch of dick pics?
Oh, it's a lot of dick pics. I mean, they give you circles and squares and people can manipulate them. People get very, very creative with this, too. I've seen, like, Bender and Fry from Futurama. I've seen anime. Like, you know, people do shadowing with it.
Way back in the day, there was a game called Frequency that had where you made your icon using just squares and circles and all this stuff. And people got really, like, all sorts of crazy things. I saw, like, Sabretooth and, like, they were doing, like, NBA mascots and stuff like that.
There's actually, if you look on YouTube, you can look up how to make certain things. It's the same exact thing that Call of Duty has. So if you play that, you'd be familiar with it.
So wait, how old is Dragon's Teeth?
It came out this week.
And within a week, somebody's already showing you how to make...
No, this is just for Battlefield 4.
Oh,
you can make emblems.
Gotcha.
Just in general.
Power of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The emblem shows up on your gun. If you get into a vehicle, it shows up on that. Mm. It, of course, you see a lot of dicks. You see a lot of, like, weird shit. I had, like, a big, giant rainbow flag for the longest time because I just thought that was hilarious seeing
and
that
you're gay
on a
as
tank.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part.
Yeah. Gays in the military. But
he thought teabagging was the other way. He kept laying
his
on the ground.
His screen name is Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
That would have been good with a big rainbow flag. Well, it started out as a rainbow. I'm telling you, it's hilarious when you see this big, giant panzer just, like, crushing people and it's got this rainbow on it. It's just so... It's juxtaposition. But now I've kind of manipulated a little bit and I've made a floppy disk.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It
that's
looks
very,
really good.
That's very Robert Digital.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
And whenever you kill someone, they see the emblem too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I have to put some screenshots up of that.
Put a little flair on your murdering.
Yeah, why not? But I've been trying to find new ways to make it interesting because as much as I've been playing, I'm trying to do stuff to keep it fun. So I started testing out sniping a little bit, which I never snipe in games, but I've been doing like the long range, like getting a sniper rifle with the 20x scope and trying to, you know, bullet drop from across the map. And
right. Have you got any?
I think I've got a video of me doing like it was about 4 kills in 5 seconds, man. Just pop, pop, pop. But not from that distance.
He's about to giggle.
But I think the longest one, I can't remember what my longest one. I've got a few really long shots, but I was doing that. I started rolling with the shotgun.
It was like the fisherman story. Yeah. It was the biggest fish you ever saw. I didn't record that one.
That one
I didn't record.
I didn't keep that one. Yeah. I threw that one back.
It was too majestic for me to keep. Yeah. Really.
Well, no, my long shots as a sniper weren't really that impressive. There's way better videos on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't say you're not recording anymore because you got the
shadow play.
The shadow play.
Man, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. But yeah, so I've been going back and forth between doing different things, testing out different weapons. The thing I don't like about the Battlefield games, though, is you can buy these upgrade kits for like a flat fee. I think it's like $5 per class or maybe 25 for all of them. You can just unlock everything. That's what I did with Battlefield 3, like late in the game when it was on sale. I thought that was kind of lame because you spend all the time like earning these and leveling up your weapons, and then someone just comes along, spends some money, and boom, gets it all.
But it's not pay to win, right?
No, I mean, even with all this stuff, it does give you an advantage, but not a huge one. But yeah, having fun with Battlefield 4.
How many hours do you think you put into Battlefield 4?
Almost 100.
Wow, dude, you've been busy. When have you been playing this? No, because you can't see it. That's where you've been. I see.
Because
I usually see you on Steam, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I haven't put in 100 hours this week, though.
No, since
the game came out in November, October.
I got to get on Origin so I can keep track of your...
Yeah, but I've been having fun with Battlefield 4, and then not too much else. The only other game that I've been playing is Lucius, and I started playing this game because I was trying to get the card drops, and then I kind of got interested in it.
I've never heard of this one. Is this a new game?
No, this came out about 2 years ago.
Okay.
You never heard of this one? I heard a lot of people talking about it when it originally came out, because it's a unique take. It's kind of a twisted game. It is a kind of a puzzle game, puzzle adventure game, third person, over the shoulder kind of view. You play a 6-year-old boy. It's the early 70s. You live in this giant mansion with a huge family and staff. Like, there's like 20 people in this giant mansion. And have you seen the movie The Omen?
No.
Okay.
I get the premise.
It's along those lines. Basically, the devil starts talking to you and he says, "Hey, why don't you start killing people and I'll give you special powers." Kid's like, okay, deal. So you, as this little 6-year-old boy, have to go around and kill people and not get caught. You have to make it look like an accident.
How's the devil talk to you, by the way? Is it just the voice?
No, he appears in your room and he's all on fire and flaming. And
gotcha.
I assume it's a devil. Could be just some random demon, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
But anyway, so you start killing people and there's a little bit of stealth involved because you're trying not to get caught. You have to sneak around in the night, not make too much noise. So there's, you know, some stealth mechanics. But it's not a good game. Let me start off by saying that. It's not a bad game.
We should have started off with that right there.
But it's not a great game by any means. The voice acting is terrible and repetitive. They repeat the same dialogue lines over and over again. The puzzles, they give you like one clue and then you just kind of have to figure everything out. And it's not very intuitive at some parts, although I haven't really struggled just yet.
They give you no hints, but there's no challenge either.
There's a bit of a challenge. You can also complete chores around the house to keep up the appearance of being a good boy, as your mother says, and that will give you special items like a tricycle to ride around the house faster or this little box that you can use to see if there's any items in the area that you can use, and you can only use that 6 times per mission. As soon as I started playing this game, it's kind of funny. I started playing this game, and someone on my Steam's friend list messaged me. He's like, "Oh, you know there's porn in that game." I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, "Yep, full on anal, man." I'm like, all right, dude. I haven't seen any yet, but I'll keep my eyes out. And he's like, "Yeah, well, it's later in the game. Just wait. It's all over the Steam Community Hub if you want to check it out." I'm like, all right, man. And sure enough, it turns out your uncle in this game is like this pervert, and he's doing all the maids and filming it. And you take a picture of him with one of the maids, and you show it to the other maid to start some drama, and then you can mind control her, and she jumps off the ledge. It's a weird game. It gets weird. And, of course, all these death scenes are weird and twisted.
Is it almost your perfect game where you can get sneak up on people, do neck stabs, and then come back later and clean up the mess as one of the chores?
No.
That would be Bobby's perfect game.
His perfect game. It's like in a tropical setting, done.
Yeah.
You need a new set of pants after
Wait, where you get achievements every step,
yeah,
and then cards fall out of the sky, and we've just designed his perfect game.
I don't know why I'm still playing it, but I am. Like, I'm...
Fuck it, why not?
I'm having a strange amount of fun. Yeah, it's different. So I'm having a little bit of fun with this game, although I cannot say it's that good. The graphics aren't very good. I think they used an in-house engine. Developers Shiver Games. I think this is the only game they've ever made. But it's got its own appeal to it. If you know,
how much was this when you bought this?
It was on sale recently for $5. Retails for $20.
Would you recommend it for $5?
Yeah, I think it's worth $5. You're looking at about 7 hours of gameplay, maybe 10 if you do all the extra stuff. But it's different. And that's really what I look for in a game. Something that's...
Is it gory? Bloody?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people get like spikes through their head. The butcher, you cause him to fall on this like rotating saw and cuts him right in half. Just everything's just over the top.
So kind of like Final Destination style?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot like that, where people just die in these super gruesome ways.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's got its own little appeal. And I think something's going to happen with the uncle because, or not the uncle, but the grandfather, because he's starting to say things that are a little fishy, and I think he's kind of into Satan, too. So I'm just like, yeah, and there's like the, I don't want to spoil too much, but I will, fuck it. There's a secret room in the house that's got all the satanic shit in it, so I think like the grandfather...
Summoned him, yeah, a demon.
Yeah, or he's been doing this too, and I don't know, maybe him and the 6-year-old boy will bond over that, like, oh, you're into Satan? I'm into Satan. Awesome. We should kill people together.
Start sucking.
Yeah. Wait, what? Where did you take that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, if they're both into Satan, okay, never mind.
So,
all right, so that's been my week. Battlefield 4
and just scroll past all my stuff because it's not important. All
right, what have you been playing, Amino? Let's go to you.
All right, yay! All the same shit I'm always playing, but a few new things have happened. There is Binding of Isaac. I beat fucking Satan.
Nice.
I put Satan. I know that guy.
Yeah.
I put the challenge out there to anybody else that can do this. I bet nobody else in our Steam group has done it. If you have, let me know.
Beat Satan.
Yeah.
Just beat Satan.
Yeah, beat Satan.
Oh, okay.
Have you done it?
No, but like, there's achievements for beating Satan with every different character.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay. What's her name?
I think I actually did it with...
Samson, the hardest impossible. Yeah, so hard. Forget about it.
But I mean, if you have a good run with anybody, you have the harder chance of having a good run with him than anybody else. But yeah. Then on Smite, a new god came out.
Sirket,
yeah. She is the god of poisons. Who is somehow supposed to be like a nice person? Yeah,
can cure poisons.
And she can cure poison. Yeah, kind of underwhelming. She's gonna need some work, I think. Oh, or she's just new and nobody's figured her out yet. Whatever. She's cool. She does a couple things.
She a tank?
Carry? No, she's an assassin.
Okay.
She has two jumps. The most interesting about her is high mobility. The most interesting thing about her is her three. She can go stealth. And stay stealth as long as she wants, but she can't move. So she's like crouched, and then she can jump on somebody. Problem is, she doesn't do that much damage when she does it, and her other follow-ups aren't that great. She has good control for an assassin, though. Anyway, she a little underwhelming so far. But the thing that's kind of big is they have in-game voice chat now through Cursed Gaming. And if you sign up, we talked about it last week, you get 200 gems. What's cool is the hosting is outside and done by Curse. But it is implemented within the game. So you don't have to go out and do it like you would on Skype. As soon as you join a group or even a match and you have no friends in there, you could just click the button and join the other people in there if you want. If you don't want to, don't do it. And you could tell who's in your group for the game and who's in your talking group. It's a nice touch, you know?
A lot of games do voice chat wrong, so it seems like this implementation... Seems like they're trying to do it right.
For sure, yeah. Don't host yourself because you're going to fuck up the code.
Yeah.
So they're doing that.
Well, there's been a lot of games that have really good voice chat.
It's been a long time, I feel. I feel like that's not really a thing that people do anymore.
Well, it depends on the game, but something like Smite would benefit a lot from having
voice chat. What game has had good voice chat that you don't use a third-party voice with?
Natural Selection 2 has clearer voice chat than Skype.
Really?
Yeah, that is like the best voice chat I've ever seen.
Never used it. We always use Skype.
In a game.
Yeah. But yeah, like everybody's tried it and they seem to all remember WoW tried it.
Yeah.
And it was
abysmal. If WoW fucks it up, like how hard must it be to do?
Well, those numbers too.
Yeah.
And then I played a little bit of The Swapper, which is a puzzle game.
Yeah, I was watching you play this. couple weeks ago.
Yeah, which I'm not huge on puzzle games, but if it's good, whatever. But the story here and the atmosphere and the graphics will keep you there. Come for the puzzle, stay for everything else, pretty much.
Although the puzzles, it's a unique mechanic.
Yeah, for sure. Basically, you're cloning yourself, and then...
With a gun. It's a clone gun.
Yeah, you can clone gun, and then put clones where you want, up to four of them. And then you could move your soul into one of the clones if you like. But before you do that, they all do exactly what you do. So they just follow the leader, basically. But the story, like, you know, it's very Event Horizon, where you're showing up after the party happened. You know,
and it's space.
Bioshock. So. Yeah, yeah, but it's in space. And what happened here? Something happened after the clone gun. You know, so basically, I know feels, something big's coming.
Have you gotten to the talking rocks?
Dead space.
Yeah, there's talking rocks. Oh, yeah. That so that feels has something.
It's a very atmospheric game.
Yeah, very atmospheric. I really like the art. I think it's really cool. It almost like claymation is what it looks like. Claymation with like really cool lighting on it. As if they had like colored lamps and they put it on clay. That's what it looks like to me. So what else looks like that? Nothing. Yeah. You know? But not for a long time. So yeah, I like that.
That's another game I think I started playing because it had card drops. I played that last December, I think. But I started playing it because it had card drops and I just got hooked on it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one puzzle that was really challenging too, I remember. It was about 3/4 of the way through the game.
I played it for a couple hours, got stuck, and then I almost always figure out puzzles with a fresh start. Mm-hmm. So I just haven't gone back to it, basically. I guess we can get into the video game, the movie. Oh, and TF2. Sorry, yeah, you're right. You know, I thought this big update that they were going to have with the bread and all that was going to be, you know, it's going to change the game and there's going to be a bunch of... But not really. The only thing that's really changed... is randomly when you teleport, a piece of bread will pop out and just like lay there on the floor. I don't know what they're for. I try to pick it up. I'm sure there's something to it, but whatever. Did you ever watch the video?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Jesus Christ.
The bread.
Yeah, the video's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird video.
It's really funny, though. I thought it was really good. Probably their best.
You like all their videos, even when they're stupid. You're like trying to share them to me and I you know.
They're really good.
Some of them are good. This one was just all right.
Wow. I thought it was really good. So anyway, the only thing that's really changed the base game is the soldiers have a new mechanic where they get a parachute. So what they do is they use the gunboats so they take less damage from rocket jumping. Then they have a parachute so they float down slowly. And there's two rocket launchers now that benefit shooting from the sky. So now you have more aerial combat going on. So the snipers have to look up. The guns are shooting up. Sometimes they have sentry guns.
Hmm.
Yes, and they shoot down these kind of like slow-moving cluster bombs is one of them. And then there's a very fast-shooting spam rocket that doesn't do that much
almost like damage. Almost like a bullet?
Yeah, almost like... It's like four rockets, like really quick, and then you got to reload. But yeah, they're both really good for that. And... I wouldn't say all the soldiers are rocking it, but I would say, you know, a good amount of them are. And it's almost like there's a new class the way they're playing them. So that's pretty cool.
TF2, that's always fun to go back to.
Yep.
So, video game, the movie.
It's actually video games, the movie.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's out in theaters right now, but it's been leaked. It's all over torrent sites. You can find it easily.
That's
on
not where
else.
I got it, Bobby.
Really? Oh, well, I totally illegally downloaded that shit.
Is it in the theaters?
Yeah, it's actually playing here in San Diego on the 18th.
Oh, wow.
And San Jose. Then it's like all... if you look at the website, you can see where they're showing it.
How is it leaked at 720, though? It must be it must be on Video On Demand or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be somewhere like that.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I liked it. What do you guys think?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I was meh.
Didn't like it? What's
okay.
Meh? You're going to have to explain more.
It was okay. You know, I'm a very big documentary watcher. As a documentary fan, I did not enjoy it. It was cool to hear about video games. There's a couple of stories in there that were cool. There wasn't really any new data there.
Did it feel like it was made by somebody who didn't play video games?
So no, not at all. But they did jump around in the timeline way too much. I know that they probably started from the beginning and wanted to, but they're just jumping all around. They're all over the place.
Well, they split it up into categories. They had history, culture, future. A lot of the stuff I had heard before. Nothing was new. I did like how they had some statistics in there, though.
At the very beginning, they flood you with statistics very quickly.
Yeah, they kind of rattle off a few statistics, like the average age of a gamer, and I think it was like 30 years old.
But the average purchaser of the gamer is 35 because the parents buy them for their kids.
Yeah. And I thought that was kind of interesting, the statistics. I haven't seen that in some of the other ones.
What about the 2 minutes that were allocated to PC gaming and there was no words? They were like, and then there was a new version of, or, and then there was a whole other genre of games. And then they showed like 2 minutes of footage, didn't say anything about it. They didn't even say PC games or anything. And then it just went back on to, you know, the regular games. They didn't even say, and this was the PC games were doing this, and then go into their montage. It was just like, and then this was going on. Didn't even say PC games. You know, went through that, and then went back to the regular documentary. I thought it was really odd. The most interesting piece of information for me, just because I didn't know it, was that the Xbox originally was going to be, the reason it's named that is the Direct Xbox. And it was Microsoft bringing the PC into the living room, which isn't what ultimately happened. But had they done that, they would have been way ahead of the curve that's happening now. Maybe a little too early. You know, it ended up being just another console.
Yeah.
That was interesting. You know, that was about it.
Did it have a point? Like, here's what we think is going to happen, or here's what we say.
Basically. Like,
well, that's the thing about it. It's about video games. It's a extremely large scope that they're going for. It's not about MMOs. It's not about professional gaming. It's not about the developers. It's about video games, like the whole thing.
They can't spend a lot of time on it.
And to squeeze that into an hour and a half, I mean, you're gonna be very general and you're going to leave some things out. You can only cover so much in there. And I thought they did a pretty decent job. It was like they took Rise of the Video Game, the 5-part series from Discovery Channel, and kind of condensed it into an hour and a half worth of things and updated it. It had a lot of current stuff in it, too. And they did touch on a few things like the Oculus, virtual reality, Steam.
Do you think if I showed it to like my parents, they would get things out of it? Like, hey,
yes, that's the only thing I think this thing is for.
So it's an hour and a half, basically, that you could sell why video games are good and why video games are going to be around and why it's not just a fad.
And why they're culturally important and stuff. And that's what they're really pushing. That's the agenda that they're pushing.
I think it was definitely geared more towards people who, I don't want to say not gamers, but I don't know. I don't know where to rate myself as far as knowledge goes on these things, because like the video game crash of 83, I've heard that story 1,000 times. When they were interviewing,
that was new to
me, actually. Oh, really?
Yeah.
With the whole,
I didn't know how huge it was. I knew that E.T. and Burying in the Desert and all that stuff, but I didn't know how big of an impact it almost killed video games.
Yeah.
At least for the time.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
But a lot of that stuff I've heard, but I really liked some of the commentary that they had with some of the people on there. Not even just people in the industry, but also people in the entertainment industry, actors. And
One of those girls was really hot.
Who's that?
I don't know. One of the two girls. One was cute and the other one was really hot, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I think there might have only been two girls in there. One of them was Chris Hardwick's girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra. And then the other one was that. What's her name? Starts with an A. She used to host something on G4, I think. I can't remember. But one thing I really liked about it, actually, Chris Hardwick was talking about, because he grew up in a bowling alley around arcade games all the time. And
wait, who's Chris Hardwick?
He hosts The Talking Dead. He's got a podcast called The Nerdist.
Oh, okay.
He hosts a ton of stuff
at
Comic-Con.
I was going to say, you don't know who
is. Sorry, my bad.
He has a podcast empire now. He's making like a lot of money, I hear. Is the Nerdist that big?
They have several. Yeah, yeah. He has several podcasts under the Nerdist thing, and he's got the main Nerdist podcast. But yeah, they get a lot of listeners. But he was talking about arcade games, and I feel sorry for people who never really had that arcade experience. Did you guys go to the arcade at all when you were younger?
I lucked out because I lived next to the golf land that Capcom would try out their games at, because Capcom is Bay Area. Their US one was in the Bay Area.
So did you have that Super Turbo Street Fighter that never came out?
Anything that Capcom had came to our golf land first.
That's awesome.
But I was too young to even realize like that I was lucky,
privileged.
That way.
Yeah.
And the Street Fighters, the early tournaments were at Golflands.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah,
also
at Yeah, I remember them happening.
Vegas used to always have like the latest arcade games too. I remember when I was a kid, my parents would always go, they would vacation there, and I used to love going to all those casinos because I knew they had like the latest arcade games. But for a while, I lived across the street from one of the only arcades that are still left in this area. And shit, I used to go there even like, God, 8 years ago?
Well, I think arcades now are kind of, they're niches that they're doing with other things, like Dave and Buster's, where you mm-hmm. get dinner and yeah. go. Or there's another one around here that's basically a bar with arcade-style stuff that's there. So you, like, they realize that video games now is something you do while you do something else also. Like, yeah. the socializing the video games.
Right, right. As opposed to just that, but...
Like, a sports bar is you watch sports while you're with other people because you want to do that in a social setting.
Right.
In that same vein, you know, us of the nerdier side don't want to go to a sports bar, but we do want to go to, like, something that where we can play video games. And you know, the internet cafes is kind of that same style.
Yeah, but all that's still going by the wayside just because what you have at home is so much better. And the yeah. connectivity and the voice now, the voice chat that we have now is just so good.
When we go to straight cloud computing and the thing you're playing on is just basically a screen and internet and interfaces, then, you know, we can go back to that thing because you'll be playing on your PC, you know, it'll just be connected through to a
oh, I see interface. What you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe long term, that'll be popular again.
Sure.
Well, one thing that he mentioned when he was talking about arcade games, and this kind of made a memory pop in my head that I completely forgot about. He was talking about how when people would get really good at a game and they'd be having a really good run at some arcade game, other people would kind of crowd around and watch. And in a way, it was like the early version of Twitch. I remember just watching people play arcade mm-hmm. games when they're having a really good run, or if someone was like really good at something, then people would want to challenge them, try to take them down at Street Fighter or whatever.
The very latest version of that was Dance Dance Revolution. When people got, yeah. even at the very end of the whole arcade thing, if somebody was going really well, going ham on
on Dance Dance.
Yeah. People would fucking all check that out.
Some people had a little more flair with DDR. You know, they could put on a good show. Other people, it was just nothing was going on above the torso.
Right, right.
It was
right.
just the legs moving. But there was one game where I killed it, and people would watch me play this. Any guesses?
I want to say,
Space Mexican.
I want to say Golden Tee. It's either Golden Tee or one of the hunting games.
No. Well, close. It was Virtua Cop. I was a real, because I played the shit out of that game on the Sega Saturn, and I knew exactly where people were going to pop out of in every
straight. I had what's that Tom Cruise movie that just came out?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, where he's like knows where they're going to shoot.
Exactly. That's exactly how it was. Like, I knew I was shooting, I had my gun aimed right where the person was going to pop out. And no fucking joke, this is what I used to do to show off. I would put a buck in each gun. Fucking two guns each hand, and there would be more bad guys when it was on two player mode, and the bosses would be harder. The boss fights were a lot difficult, but you know, I'd be shooting one, reloading the other, fucking doubling it up. Yeah, dude, I was like a cowboy on that shit, and people would watch me play.
He's back. What is it? Two gun toting Tito.
Virtua Cop. I love that game. I mean, my favorite arcade game was definitely Street Fighter, but I was good at that, but I wasn't like the best or anything.
I was a Tekken guy all the way.
Tekken.
I remember back in the day, Aladdin's Castle. You could get your birthday party there and go after the mall closed, and they open up all the machines. So you just rack up. You just rack up plays. Like, you didn't put coins in. You just put in. Okay, I'm gonna put in 30 plays and it was all open for a couple hours. Those were the best birthdays ever.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And Tekken. I used to back with Tekken 1 or Tekken 2, I forget what, and just play King and try to do his 5-throw string.
That was one
back
of those.
Then, was there even the book to know how to do that?
I think you had to buy like the actual player guide.
The player guide.
Some of those arcade games actually had the moves on the side of them, I remember.
And King won the tournament, by the way, on EVO.
Recently?
Yeah.
Well, they just announced the next
Tekken 7.
I'm excited.
You know,
although
in Street
Fighter, the last one.
You know, you would have your buddy who was the best one out of your group, and then there was that, like, local legend. And the local, you're talking about just your neighborhood. there's that one kid, oh, he can beat your best guy.
Yeah.
And everybody knew his name. And you go down to the 7-Eleven and you just fucking watched, man. It was awesome.
It was always the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. They had arcade games in 7-Eleven once upon a time.
I came home and I was like, Mom, there is this game that has 8 fighters. And I'm just like going out. Oh, they're from different countries. And I was so amped up about it. And I suck so bad. I didn't get good until like Alpha 1, I would say.
I remember learning about the handcuff hack.
Oh, yeah.
Not hack, but bug,
yeah,
right?
Bug, yeah.
And all I would try to do is play Guile and try to get the handcuff.
And then bug. Do what?
No, that was it.
Oh, this is what we would do.
Yeah.
So I had my buddy was really good. Really good. We would play somewhere public and a little kid would play us and he would get him in the handcuffs at will. Like, it wasn't a big thing for him. And he's like, I don't know. It's broken. I don't know what to do. Handcuffs, by the way, is when Guile would do kind of like a half throw and be stuck with the other player and then nobody can move until you did the handcuff action again. And then that would release the players. But the time would run down, go to 0-0, and then that's it. And then the game would just freeze. And then he's like, I don't know what to do. And then, you know, the owner would come out, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't know, it's broken. So we'd wait until everybody left and unhandcuff, and then we got 2 more rounds out of it. We were fucking shits, dude. Anything we could do to get another round.
Trolling people back in the day.
Yeah, anything we could, like, if I got a round, and then I was losing it, and then he was losing, we would get our lives at the exact same thing. Okay, now block this fireball. Okay, cool. Now we get another round. Like, anything we could do.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, Evo, nobody's put any compilations together because it just happened. But the top 8 of the Ultra Street Fighter 4 was awesome. The last one wasn't that good. It was kind of a snooze fest. But a lot of the games were walking out, like crazy comebacks, everything you want, like really hyper moments coming out. All the other ones, I haven't seen anything really good, actually. But Ultra Street Fighter 4, top 8, everything except for the Grand Finals was pretty awesome. And the Grand Finals was cool because the underdog might have done well. I don't want to fucking... Spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay. Cool.
I was actually watching some, not Evo, but they were showing QuakeCon is going on right now. And I was watching their Twitch channel and some people playing, just going 1v1 in that. Oh, man, it took me back.
I never really got into Quake, I don't think. Wait, Quake is the one I did get in. I didn't get into Doom, I think is what it was. Because those all... Quake and Doom are basically the same game, right?
There were newer versions of Quake that a lot of people played. That had a longer lifespan than Doom, I think.
All I remember is in Quake 2, I got the speedrun video of Quake 2, and watching that, that takes me back. If you ever have a 20 minutes to spend, watch this guy play Quake 2 speedrun. It's insane on the nightmare level.
Speaking of speedruns, I just watched and I shared it with Chad. Some guy beat Spelunky in under 2 minutes.
A minute 55.
Under 2 minutes, he beat the entire game. And he's got the whole run on there. And he was streaming at the time, so you know he wasn't cheating.
And he's talking for the first half because he's like, I do this all the time. So.
Yeah, he's a speedrunner. He's like a professional speedrunner or whatever. He's a German guy. And he's like, okay, so I got everything that I need. I've been here a million times. He's like, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, man, you know, it's kind of getting close, but I'm not. He's protecting himself from getting excited because he's been there so many times. And then he's like, oh, my God, I have everything. I'm here. Oh, my God, it's going to happen, you know. And the perfect, it was two minutes and 8 seconds was the old one, or 2 minutes, 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So he's only beating it by 7 seconds or something, but it's awesome, man. It's really cool to watch.
Yeah.
Yet you need to have played Spelunky to know what's going on because he's playing so fast, but it's pretty cool.
It's cool to see just like pure joy. Like when he beats it, he like yells out, and like,
3 years! 3 years! Yeah. You know, he's been trying to do
that. Like, just like somebody that is just purely happy at that one moment. Yeah,
you were there when that guy found the piece of gold.
Exactly. What else is going on? You said you had some...
So, QuakeCon, the big announcement, this is pretty big, Doom 4 was announced, which isn't called Doom 4. Since they're going back to the old school, it's a reboot. They're calling it just Doom. It's going back to, like, Doom 1 and 2, where it's a lot of strafing, a lot of, like, a fast-paced combat, getting away from the newer stuff, going back to the old school. One of the new mechanics, instead of picking up health packs or regenerating health, which is now you get health from finishing the enemy. So basically you stun them with your weapon, and then you go up and you do a melee attack, which is a finisher, and you squish them, basically, and you get life out of that.
That's like a God of War mechanic.
Is it?
Where you kind of do the
combo.
Yeah,
the finisher
combo. Green orbs come out.
Exactly. You get more when you kill them, especially. And so that's what they're going with here. You know, there's a lot of people, all the journalists were at QuakeCon, and everybody's super stoked about this gameplay video. It's not out yet. All we have is a teaser video. I'm sure it'll be up tomorrow. But apparently everybody's happy with what they saw. It was a really cool gameplay video. You would think that it would get old, that, you know, once you've seen a finisher combo, you get, but apparently they're wildly varied and extremely gory. And apparently there's a little Bobby bot that comes out and tries to clean up the gore, but can't, like it's too much. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Is Doom the series that you stopped playing because it got too scary?
It was Doom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the more recent ones played up, not the realism, but they put it in a real space station, right? And then you got like demons coming out, but you were in like kind of a space station setting, right?
Right. Uh-huh. And it was really dark.
Yeah. And
Doom 3 was really
so
dark.
So this new game, is that same kind of setting?
They, from what I read from the article, there was only a spot that was kind of reminding them of Doom 3, but you know, this is in a like 10-minute video. So if there's only one spot, but I don't know. From what they're saying, it sounds like it's something that I'll wait for until it gets on sale, because I'm not going to pay $50 for it. But it sounds and looks like it's going to be really, really good.
Hmm.
And, you know, this is id. This is PC. This is PC at its core, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I'm excited about it. So there's some other shooters that are coming out. Battle Cry, I think we've talked about it a little bit. I recently saw the early gameplay video out of E3, and I was a little underwhelmed. You know, they're a year out still, or a little less than a year out.
Wait, so, this was by the developer that you like, right?
This is Bethesda, yeah.
Okay.
They haven't done it. They haven't done me dirty yet. So, yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of theirs. So, but it's going to be free to play, so I'm going to try it no matter what. And this is, their words, this is free to play coming to AAA. We're going to put AAA effort into this free to play. They went with the TF2 style. The way they explain it is an action multiplayer combat. Action multiplayer combat. So
it's not a shooter because you have a lot of melee and stuff.
Yeah, I think there's only one class that does shoot, and it's basically bows and crossbows and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
This is the one with gunpowder treaty.
Yeah.
Treaty, right?
Okay. Countries no longer do war. They decided to just nominate champions. And that's
like robot jocks or whatever that old 80s movies called.
Sure. You're the only person who watched it.
It was a great movie.
Remember when we were playing Chivalry, I think it was, and it just like we all run together and fight in the river?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot like what this looked like. It looked like everybody just meets in the middle and just dukes it out. Now there's
no tactical part of this, right?
Well, there probably is. You know, we're a year out. Like, and the guy even says, I know this looks a little chaotic, but once you learn your class and everybody knows their part, you know, you got your tank, your assassin, your ranged guy and stuff. And once they start playing, because you need the full group to get things done. So we're going to try it no matter what. You know, it's AAA for
free to play. Like,
yeah, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
But I'm not as excited as I was originally.
Okay.
Unfortunately. The other big shooter that's coming out that a lot of people are talking about is Fortnite. I mean, I'm going to read the description because this is about as close as you're going to get. As the visuals of TF2, the apocalyptic resource scarcity of State of Decay, it combines Minecraft's open world construction with Far Cry's emphasis on player ingenuity and over-scripted solutions. It marries the cooperative combat and RPG advancement of Dota and the pick-up-and-play appeal of Left 4 Dead. So it's like a mismatch of everything.
It sounds like people want it to be everything, which usually ends up to
being shitty.
Means does nothing.
Yeah. You know, it's out of a good... It's coming out of Epic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like an Epic game. It's very cartoony. I mean, TF2 style graphics seem to be the way to go. Like,
What was the other one that... the first-person shooter MOBA that's coming up from Borderlands, the Borderlands guys? Is that Gearbox?
Yeah, Gearbox made
Battleborn.
Battleborn. Yep.
Battleborn.
And again, you got the TF2 cartoony.
Battleborn looks terrible to me. I don't know.
I don't know. It looks fine to me.
So Battleborn is like a first-person shooter with MOBA elements also.
Right. But it's not a MOBA because I don't think there's lane pushing and stuff.
So the article I read said that there's several maps, but the like main map has a center lane where it's a lane pushing lane where they've got creeps and there's like a arachnid, mechanical arachnid at the end that you have to defeat before you can get their base. So I think it's a lane pushing game, but it's a center lane pushing game. Like it's kind of like a joust style map.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've heard about that one.
So anyway, I guess the reason I'm bringing up all these shooters is this seems to be the new wave that's coming. It was crafting survival, and before that it was, what did we agree?
MOBA.
MOBAs, I guess, yeah. And then now it seems to be arena shooters, like even Cliffy B with his new thing, he's coming out with an arena shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that I'm actually really looking at, the one that I'm most excited about, I would say, is probably the Gearbox one. I think it is to Smite what Smite was to the other MOBAs for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's even closer to the shooter genre. Mm-hmm. It is a shooter, first person shooter. And then you got another one on top of that. There's two other ones I'm not even mentioning, but Gigantic, I sent you the alpha, remember there was an alpha sign up that I sent mm-hmm. you. And it seems like that's a mismatch of like all this other shit and Evolve where, you know, it's like a MOBA-esque game, but one of the players is a Titan, like a really big monster. But so does the other team have one too. So, man, there's just a lot of these class-based multiple shooter cartoony things coming out. And they're all going to be free to play. So, at the very worst, there's going to be one or two amazing games coming out next year. And the other ones will fall by the wayside. But I'm pretty excited about these because it's a new-ish genre. And it's right up my alley, I think. Yeah. Leveling up in a first-person shooter, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
Agreed. Well, haven't they done that before with a lot of other games where you can level up your character, your account?
No, but this is like per game, like a MOBA. So, you start off at level 1 and you have an ultimate.
So, the longer you go without dying, the more powerful you become.
Right. Well.
Or the faster you do your farming.
Yeah. You know, it's you farming. I mean, why are MOBAs doing so well? You have 5 people fighting over resources that are built for 4, you know, or whatever. So there's not enough resources to go around. You got 2 teams scavenging for stuff, and they're going to fight. The way that they fight, the way I want them to fight is first person. I'm saying when you're actually doing the fight is first person. That, for me, that's the best way to fight in a PC game. So once that crosses, I mean, that's... People are calling the characters generic, but how many more characters can you pull out? Like, what are you going to come up with? Of course, there's going to be the Elven Archer and the big dude with the Gatling gun. But the thing here, the selling point for me is first person for, you know, level up the skill you want, farm. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be good.
Yeah,
one of them is going to be good.
Yeah, conceptually, it sounds great. We'll see when it actually comes out.
And Fortnite, I really didn't get into it. So during the day, you and your buddies go out and you scavenge and chop down trees and look for whatever you can, duct tape, anything that's going to be useful. Bring it back and build a base because there's something that the monsters are looking for. They're basically zombies, but they call them husks. And it's like your power core.
And you're protecting it.
And you're protecting it. So you build this big treehouse over it, is whichever direction, however you want to do it. So you have your builder, you have your ninja, which is melee combat, you have your assault guy, and there's one other one I can't think of right now. But everybody can do everything. Everybody can build, but the contractor's best at building, and the melee guy is best at melee. So us three, we could be playing. It'd be like Rust where, you know, we were hunting and he's building or whatever.
Bobby's the constructor.
Yeah. And so,
Bob the builder, yeah.
And then at night you just defend. And then the next day you repair the damages.
So you're not playing against?
It's PvE right now.
Yeah. Oh, it is PvE.
Yeah. That's got to be fun.
The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is Orcs Must Die Unleashed.
Unleashed or Unchained?
Unchained. My bad.
And you got into it, but I didn't. I didn't get the email.
I got into it. I haven't played it yet, but we had posted up on the Steam group about the Keys, but that is another MOBA game that's coming out. But I'm just saying that Keys are out there if you're interested in playing that style of game.
It seems like every week, 3 or 4 of these alphas or betas come out. So I'm going to start a discussion, and I'm just going to throw them up in there. You know, I'm always texting them to you guys, mm-hmm. but I think that's probably the best way to do it. It's just put a discussion. And if any of you listeners or Steam members have something that we haven't got into, like the other day, Tyler sent me that one. Mm-hmm. And then just throw it in there instead of like anywhere else. And then everybody will know that's where to sign up for alphas and betas. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that going.
Cool.
Should we get into news, or you guys got anything else?
Go for it.
Yeah, let's do news.
Okay, cool.
I thought we were already there. I thought we were doing that.
Dota 2, you know, the Grand Championships are happening, or just mm-hmm. happened. And just happened. What was interesting was that somebody was in the ready room that shouldn't have been in the ready room, where they do their planning stage mm-hmm. for the next round. He was a Chinese reporter of some sort for somebody. And he came out of the ready room, streamed that shit over to whoever, put it up on the internet. Their strategy was up all over the place within like a few minutes. And that's for their tournament strategy. Valve hasn't said what they're going to do about it. The company that employs that person like came out and said apology or whatever. Didn't say they were going to reprimand the guy. But it's interesting where like when $10 million is at stake, shit's going to get interesting. Like there is going to be cheating. And has Valve thought about this? Do they want to pay for security? Like, how are you going to secure bugs? Are people going to bug places? It's so crazy, man. Yeah. When you start talking this kind of money, you're talking about thieves, and it'd be worth, you know, trying to get in there. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 2K bundle, they added 5 more games. I don't know if this is going to be live, but if it wasn't good enough already, we talked about it last week. All the original XCOMs, they added it to it. So
and those games rock.
Yep. Hearthstone's the Naxxramas expansion has been announced July 22nd. So that's going to be Tuesday, right after this podcast, basically. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, when this goes up. So
right when I'm gone all week and won't be able to play games. Ha ha. Sucks, and, bro.
I think that is about it. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Cool.
Well, we had someone bring up modding. Started a discussion in the Steam group on modding. Which is probably worth checking out, asking for any recommendations on mods. You know, it's a great way to get your money out of a game, as he was saying. And if you got any opinion on that, post it up there. I know I recommended a lot of Left 4 Dead 2 mods. Posted a video there from YouTube that kind of highlights a lot of the really good mods. I really kind of lean towards mods that just improve the game, though, like graphical upgrades. I think that's like a big part of it. It's nice to, you know, turn the common infected in Left 4 Dead 2 into stormtroopers and turn the melee weapons into axes or lightsabers or whatever and do all that cool shit. But I really like it when, like in Left 4 Dead 2, they had upgraded skyboxes, blood splatter, and I think like a small one with like gas cans or something, but looked so good, so much better than the original ones. And I know Skyrim's got a ton of mods too. You can do that as well. I've seen some amazing screenshots.
I responded on the post and I said that my favorite mods have to be the retextures and the ENBs that change the lighting. It's like you're playing a whole new game.
Who's the modder that you watch and you laugh at and you try to get me to watch? And
MXR. MXR. He does
YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's Skyrim Mods Weekly. I think there's so many of them, but he's just funny to me. Yeah, if you play Skyrim, he's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him for an interview, actually. I've hit him up a couple times, but we'll see.
Well, if anyone's got anything to add to that, you know, if you know some really good mods posted on there. I made a mod once a long time ago.
Did you?
For Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, for Jedi Knight. I mean, I made some levels for that, but I also made this mod. The one that I'm really proud of, and it looks terrible by today's standards, but I made a Space Ghost skin for this game. if you remember who Space Ghost was.
Space Ghost. Chad actually made a Counter-Strike map, but he didn't figure out how to do a skybox, so he made it in a submarine.
It was badass, though.
Submarine, cool. That's cool.
No, yeah. The submarine, give me 30 seconds. The submarine, it was a bomb map for Counter-Strike. It was either the either the control room or the engine room. But the cool thing was all the terrorists spawned in boxes.
You only had
knives, right? So you didn't spawn in your buy zone. So you had to knife your way out of these boxes and go to the buy zones, which had like the equipment. And you're in this submarine that was... had like the
vents, lots of vents. I remember you put
All the counter terrorists all started in their bunks, so they had to come out of their bunks and go to their and equip themselves. So it was like a real like invasion, you know, like terrorists in their boxes.
Shit's going down, fellas. Get up.
And like you could go into the water, you could go out into the water, but the water would damage you. So you could go out in the water to bypass different ways to go through things, but it would damage you as you went through it. It was cool. I never got it out though because I lost it on a computer crash. So
level design is fun. I wish I had the time to really get into that again, but designing a level is just. It's very creative, and there's a lot of things you don't think about at first, and then later you realize, oh, this would be great, or this would be good here, or you got to take things into consideration, like balance, if it's like a PvP map.
Yeah. I think of a level design like, if you think of football, like an offensive lineman, like, you only hear about offensive linemen when they do something wrong. That's how I feel about level design. Like, when you go through a level and you don't think about it at all, that level was designed really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like, if you're not thinking about level design... They did their job right.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Or if it's so good, you actually think about it in a good way, which is very rare.
Very, very rare.
Yeah, but that does happen. Like Psychonauts is the one that always comes to mind for me.
Yeah, that's true. What are you guys playing coming up? You got a week here.
I want to say all kinds of shit, but honestly, the way fucking my time's been, I mean, you saw my games list. These are games that I know that I can jump in, have a good time. My biggest problem is time. I don't have time to learn a game right now, so... That's what's been hindering me in playing new games. So hopefully I can get into what is the game that you guys both played, and it's top down isometric.
I don't know.
RPG.
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun. Yeah, I started that. I was intrigued. The writing's really good.
You promised me that you'd start Eve up.
I gotta play Eve. Chad, and I have Mass Effect right there looking at me in the face all the time. I really want to play that. But
3, right? The most recent one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, those are a couple of really involved games. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You might want to pick one. I'd say Shadowrun because that's 12 hours. There you go.
Well, I only have 14 days to play Eve, so I want to get started on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you have 21. You got the buddy one. That's 21 days.
Oh, okay. Cool.
As far as myself, I'm going to be out in Yellowstone all week. I don't think I'll be able to play much of anything at all.
You're going to be playing Don't Get Eaten by Mountain Lions.
Yeah.
Tree chopping IRL.
I'm bringing my laptop, so it's got to work on my laptop and maybe not have internet connections.
You're really going to work?
No, I'm going to bring out my laptop to play video games.
Oh. You said work, though.
So it's my work laptop.
Gotcha.
So if I get an internet connection, I'm going to be playing Eve. If I don't have an internet connection, I will be playing, I don't know, Sudoku or something.
Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac, yeah.
Probably the best thing you can play offline.
Yeah. How about you, Bobby? What's going on with you?
This week, I will be playing, I'll finish Lucius. I will maybe finish Lifeless Planet. I don't know. Probably get into a little bit of Orcs Must Die Unchained. I want to check that out.
Is that in there, too?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck's my problem, man?
It probably got put in your spam folder or something.
Yeah,
they had keys left over, so you should have got one. Yeah, I'm hoping to get into that, and then I'm not sure. I kind of want to get retro this week. I've been reading this book, and it's all about...
switching it up, going retro.
Yeah, I'm talking...
Bobby's going to go retro.
I feel like going retro this week, as if he's not already retro.
More retro, like the 70s? Maybe he's going like...
No, I'm going back early 80s. Yeah, I'm going back like arcade style, like Space Invaders kind of shit. Maybe some Zork or something, I don't know.
Text-based. Yeah. Well, didn't they add text-based stuff to Steam now?
Never even saw them advertise them. I saw that. I mean,
who's
going to
play
on
that shit? I mean, come on, me. That's it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I might do that, but we'll see. I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have this week, but I will prioritize my gaming and I will try to tear myself away from Battlefield 4. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
As long as you can stab a neck, I don't see you
stopping. I'll tell you what I really want to do is pick up... Well, another thing I have to do is play the last chapter of Wolf Among Us. That's been sitting there. Came out about a week or two ago, and I really want to finish that. I have enjoyed that game thus far. But I really want to play Valiant Hearts. That game looks very appealing to me, and I've heard decent things about it.
Yahtzee really liked it, and... Well, he didn't really like it. He never really liked
it. He didn't dislike it.
He didn't dislike it, which is huge.
Yeah.
And if... Somehow you don't know who Yahtzee is from Zero Punctuation. He reviews games. He's usually negative because negativity is usually funnier.
He's funny.
But he's really funny.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Zero Punctuation, Google it, watch him, laugh, thank us.
I'll post it in the gaming documentary thing. I guess it's not just documentaries. It's like anything video related to gaming. But I'll post the link up there. But yeah, one of my favorite... reviewers of games.
Yeah, he did. I think it was the Valiant Heart ones, and he did. He made some really good. He said Americans used to be afraid of people who were trying to get 72 virgins, but now they're afraid of just of people that are just one virgin themselves. It's like that those shooters that go out and kill everybody.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really good. The way he does it with the little things. Man, it's great. Yeah.
Now I gotta watch that because I haven't seen those.
He had a really good episode on E3 too. I would highly recommend that.
That was funny.
Yeah,
very, very. Almost iterated everything Bobby said he hated about E3. So,
oh, yep. That's good.
All right, so yeah, I guess that'll wrap it up, right?
You want to do your wrap up though?
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
You say the exact same things every episode.
Because he looks like he's going to stop.
So, should like we get into some games?
He's clicking the off button as soon as he I don't know, he's got the... Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
Well, we already plugged the Steam group. Check our website out, dlgaming.net. We've got a little bio thing up there, too. You can read a little bit about us, see what we look like.
Let us know if we look like what you think. Because one person said me and Bobby do, but Chad doesn't. What was his mind vision of Chad? I say a real twerpy guy.
Short, fat dude, I think. Yeah. I sound like a short, fat dude, but I'm not.
Or is he?
All right. Well, yeah, check out the website. If you want to email us, dudes at dlgaming.net. And, of course, subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, and our Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, DLGamingDOTNet is the Twitter feed.
Thanks.
Cool.
Thank you.
Titties.